Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sarah. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'm calling to apply for unemployment.
I beg your pardon?
I was calling to apply for unemployment.
I'd be happy to help you with that. Can you, do you have me on speaker, because you sound muffled and I can't understand what you're saying? If you have me on speaker, will you please take me off?
Yes, ma'am, you're off. I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And
yes,
when
ma'am.
Was your last day at work?
Yesterday.
How many days this week did you work?
I want to say 3 to 4.
Either work 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days. How many days did you work? You work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I worked it like, oh, you want to know like the days I worked it?
I worked it
5 days a week, so it was like a Monday, Tuesday. I was off Wednesday and Thursday, and I worked it Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So you're filing a partial claim, like a part-time claim?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your social security number, please?
421-51-8874. Yes, ma'am.
This your very first claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And you say you worked 3 days already this week?
Yes, ma'am.
Yesterday was your last day?
Yes, ma'am.
7:27. How many hours did you work yesterday?
I want to say 4 to 5.
Are you getting
like
less
four.
Than 30? You getting, oops, I'm sorry, excuse me. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. What you were saying today?
Are you getting less than 30 hours a week?
No, ma'am. I was getting more than 30 hours a week. Yes, I had recently got fired yesterday.
Oh, so you got fired yesterday?
Yes, ma'am. I had got an altercation, and I had got fired on the spot.
Altercation on the job. Okay. Yes, the manager. Okay. Well, I have your first name.
Jaden Cavill. J-A-D-E-N.
What's your middle initial, Jaden?
Ma'am?
Do you have a middle initial?
A. Stands for Mud.
Okay. Jaden a lot?
Jaden Amara Cabell.
Oh, Amara. Okay. What's your
yes,
last
ma'am.
Name?
Amara A.
What's your last name?
Say it again, ma'am.
May I have your last name?
Yes, ma'am. Cabell, C-A-B-B-I-L.
J-A-D-E-N, Jaden, A, middle initial, Cabell, C-A-B-B-I-L.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked on any other name or social security number?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Thank you. What is your date of birth? Give me the name of the month.
July 30th, 2000.
Just a minute. July 30th. Come on. 0730 2000.
Yes, ma'am. July 30th, 2000.
Thank you. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated with a high school diploma.
Okay. It'll be a 12. Thank you. Okay. What is your mother's maiden name?
Samuel Patton.
P-A-T-T-O-N.
O-N. Yes, ma'am.
That's your mother's maiden name, right?
You mean her husband, right?
No, your mother's maiden name. That's her name before she married.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Carol.
Okay. Now, what's her married name?
Patton.
C-A-B-B-I-L. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you sure that's her name before she married?
Yes, ma'am. That was her last name, Cavill, before she got married.
Okay.
Then when she got married, it got changed to Patton. P-A-T-T-O-N.
Okay, so we're going to put Cabin down there. Cavill. Okay, do you have a driver's license, Jaden?
No, ma'am. I have a state ID.
Okay. What's your state ID number?
1 second now. My state ID number?
Yes.
10056.
No. It should be an I.
It should be an I. Hold on, let me see.
If it's a state ID, it should start with an I.
What? Ended my state ID
number? Yeah, it's an I.
Oh, 0056832.
Okay, so give it to me again. I-0056832.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for that. Okay, now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I don't have a bank account, but I do have like a direct deposit for like a debit card.
Mm-mm, it has to be a bank account.
No, you have to have a bank account.
Okay, you have to get take the debit card then.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you can't use anybody else's account because your name has to be on the account.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me read this to you, Jada. Excuse me for a minute. I'm going to sneeze. Just a minute. Thank you. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a TAN:Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no purchase fee, a $0 network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder's agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Now we need to do your address. Give me the first line for your address. What's the house number and the street name?
The street name is 1440 22nd Avenue East, apartment 9.
Wait a minute now. 1440 or 1420?
1440. 22nd Avenue East, apartment 9. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404.
Wait. You have to go in order for me.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay, so you don't get ahead of me because I'm having to type this information in. I have 1440 22nd Avenue East, apartment what?
Apartment 9.
Okay, thank you. That's Tuscaloosa.
Yes, ma'am. Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
What's your zip code?
35404.
I have 1440 22nd Avenue East, apartment 9, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Is your residence address different from the above mailing address, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Has your address changed in the last year, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
What is your primary telephone number for you?
205-650-5466.
Did you say 405 or 205?
205.
Thank you.
650-5466.
Thank you. We need you to verify your address. I just need you to repeat your address completely.
1440 22nd Avenue East, Apartment 9.
Sit down. I need your city.
Tuscaloosa.
Zip code?
35404.
Thank you. Thank you for that verification, Jaden. All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. These are security questions to verify who you are. Which of the following street addresses in Tuscaloosa have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1329 39th Avenue East, 3028 4th Court East.
That one right there.
Which one?
3028 4th Court East.
Okay, thank you. All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 13063 Broadway Drive, 203 Larkin Street, 2285 Ross Lake Road, 8221 Cranford Road. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11284 Alabama Highway 51, 3111 36th Avenue.
That one right there, 3111 36th Avenue, not to cut you off.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, thank you for answering those security questions. These questions, you answer yes or no. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Your last day of work, you said, was yesterday?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, we got an information box that popped up. Can you will you hold for 1 second, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me read this to you. All right, please note, last day work. Please note This claim will be effective July 24, 2022. You have indicated a last day work during this claim week. If you file a weekly certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or penalty, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you understand what they're asking you to do there?
Say it again one more time.
Do you understand what they're asking, what the state is asking you to do?
Repeat it again.
Do you understand what the state is requesting from you?
No, repeat what you had read to me again.
Oh, you'd like for me to repeat it? Let me just explain it to you. They ask you, say, this claim will be effective July 24 of 2022. You have indicated a last day work during this claim week. If you file a weekly certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in overpayment. What they are asking you to do here is that multiply the hours that you work this week by the amount you make per hour.
This week just started, so like the hours I would have probably worked this week would have been 28 to 30 hours, but I ain't worked number like 4.5 hours yesterday.
Okay, all right, Jaden, let me explain this to you, then make your statement, because I need you to understand what you have to do, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not asking you how many hours you would have made, just telling you that the amount of hours that you did work. So if you only work 5 hours this week, how much do you make per hour?
I make $12 per hour.
All right, then you'll multiply 5 times 12. And that's what you will report Sunday when you make your certification. Okay?
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. How many hours I already did. And I need multiply
right.
that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, they don't want you to talk about what you would have made. Just what did you make? Okay?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, let me go to the next page. And every time we put this date in, this 7/27 in, we're gonna get an information box, and I'll read it to you each time and explain it to you each time. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes, I can work.
Okay, thank you. Let me just give me 1 second. Just a minute. Excuse me. Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or your corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation, yes or no?
No.
Yes, you are. You're not working anywhere, are you?
No, ma'am.
Well, then you can work your normal shift. What shift do you normally work?
Normally night shift. Well, really evening to close, so really like night shift.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for or you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
5 to 10.
5, okay. We'll put 5. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
$10? We'll put $10. Thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no? No.
No, yes, no, no.
You work for, you're a member of a labor union?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No. They told me if I was fired.
Okay. Okay, what was your job title when you were working?
Dishwasher.
Just a minute. Who did you work for?
Texas Roadhouse.
What's their name? What is Texas Roadhouse name? Other than Texas Roadhouse.
That's the name, but that's the only name I know for it. It's a restaurant.
Okay, I'm just wondering. I'm going to have to add that. It's not given. Texas Roadhouse. I think it has another name, though. Okay, let's see. Okay. We had to list it. It wasn't listed.
Ma'am?
We had to list it. It wasn't listed. All right, what's the telephone number, the one that you worked at?
Oh, you want to know the telephone number?
Yes, sir.
Give me a minute. I'm going to have to look it up.
And what day did you start working for them?
You want their telephone number, right?
Yeah, why you look the telephone number? I can be putting in some other information. What day did you start working for Texas Roadhouse?
I can't really, I know it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I want to say, like on the 30th of June.
June 30.
You ready for the number, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Let me finish typing this at the date in. Okay, now give me the telephone number.
205-759-2596.
Thank you. We have 205-759-2596. Thank you. And your employment start date was June 30th, 2022. And your last day worked was July 4th, 2022. What city did you work in?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay. All right, we got this box again. This is information. Labor.alabama.gov says, please note, This claim will be effective July 24, 2022. You have indicated last day worked on this claim week. If you file a weekly certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment of penalty, okay? It's the same thing I read to you before, the same thing. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, yes or no?
Like, do I still expect to receive a paycheck?
No, not a paycheck. Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Did you say that you got terminated, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were terminated. Why were you terminated? Misconduct?
Yes, ma'am, something like that. A coworker got mad at me.
And you got mad back? Okay.
No, like, I was trying to help him. He told me, never mind. I don't understand.
Okay. What's the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Kevin. That's the GM. I mean, Kerry.
K-E-R-R-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a man or lady?
Man.
Okay, K-E-R-R-Y. The general manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And the date he discharged you today or yesterday?
I got discharged yesterday.
Excuse me, what was the financing that caused your discharge? You got in an altercation?
Ma'am.
You said you got in an argument or an altercation?
I didn't get into an altercation, got into an argument. And I wanted to leave. It wasn't even me. It's the crazy part. I wasn't even like, dude, it was all in my face. Yeah, man.
You want to say argument or verbal disagreement?
Like a verbal disagreement, but he was yelling, like he was raising his voice.
What's argument then? Okay. Did he get fired too?
No, he didn't get fired. Now they did fire me. That's what I understand.
No, you must be the last one. Okay. Did you commit the act your employer alleged? Were you arguing with the guy? Yes or no?
Yep.
Okay, any prior warnings for this? Had they talked to y'all once before about arguing?
Nope, I never had a problem with nobody in there.
Okay, what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your being discharged?
Nothing. I was in the middle of pulling dishes and he started yelling because he was getting backed up. And
okay.
Like I told him, you're not finna yell at me like I'm somebody's boy or something. And he don't care who you were, y'all. He an older guy. So he started getting louder and louder. And they came over there. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I was still low key, kind of new. And he been there for like months on end. And I ain't gonna lie, he a good worker. I'm still trying to catch on. It ain't my fault. I don't know where everything's going.
Yeah. I hope you find you another job somewhere soon. Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no? You want income tax?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now this is your temporary pen. Write it down. 7400.
Hold on, wait, man. 7400.
Okay. This is the closing statement.
I got it, ma'am.
Okay, keep your pencil in your hand because I want you to write another number down pretty soon. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/bosnet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim dues calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week, please write this number down. The telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. The weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call, write this number down, 1-800-361-4524. Next to this number, write questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S. The first number, the 752 number, write weekly certification, W-E-E-K-L-Y.